Already here, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. Joy Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monday. What a weekend it's been. Lots of starts, of course, with football and all that kind of good stuff. But really, watching a bunch of baptisms yesterday thrilled my heart. I'll tell you what happened a little bit later on when Jenny gets here on Friday night. As my, I guess it's my brother-in-law, Adam Curley, gives me a call coming out of the game. I'm leaving a local ball field to come home. All right, it's just about a five-minute drive. Hey, Bob, have you left the game yet? And I thought, oh, dear, who do I need to pick up? Because I thought somebody missed a ride, somebody this, that, you know. I said, no, I'm actually blocked by the bus of the away team. So I'm just sitting here, which is, that's fine. I'm listening to the radio. No problem. That's great. Then he gives me a warning. I'll tell you what that warning is a little bit later on. It was really kind of funny. How do you deal with losing something or someone? I told you last week, when Dolly died, I felt like we lost a friend. Now, there are other people writing articles on her theology and things like that. I don't know what her theology was. I only heard what came out of her mouth. There are some things I agree with and some things I disagree with, but there's no question she loved people. She loved being around people. She did not consider herself better than everybody. That's interesting. Even though she had the nails and the bling and all this sort of stuff, we'll talk more about that with my friend Jenny Bushkell as well. I just thought it was interesting how people react. And then some people feel it necessary to write an article and just condemn her. It's like, okay, what are you doing? Just enjoy the person that you had there. She wasn't an activist. She even told Barbara Walters, and Barbara Walters years ago tried to bait her into taking a side here or taking a side there. She said, I learned early on in my entertainment career, you better keep your mouth shut. That's, anyway, Dolly was also very colorful. Remember, she was a backwoods girl. Well, that doesn't excuse this or that or the other. Well, you know, over a period of time, speech changes, and hers did too. Lots of times she said she glorified God, hopefully by her gifts and some of the songs she wrote. Coat of Many Colors being one, but many others. Or even recording He's Alive, which is written by Don Francisco way back, I understand, in the 70s. So all of that is something that we need to hang on to. Get a perspective. Put a smile on your face. It's Monday. 72 sticky degrees at WRJZ. Back with more in a moment, including educating ourselves on the founding of this nation as we continue to celebrate America 250, our semi-quincentennial.
Joy Radio.
Here's why people are listening. This August,
I used to watch like tons of TV, and now I can turn the radio on and just listen to that all day.
It's a life-changing station.
I listen to it when I go to work, and it makes the day a better day.
This is Joy Radio.
Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day.
Oh, I love it. Things are passed away, all things have become new. At WRJZ, it's now 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Monday morning, the final day of August. The first 8 months of this year, practically in the books. That's hard to believe. And it is true. I even had a 23-year-old say to me Friday night, Bob, it just seems like every day it goes faster. I said, maybe that's why Psalm 139 is given to us, so that we count the days and make the most of our time as best we possibly can. I remember just even Saturday afternoon was so hot, and I was mowing, which I'm normally doing. And I just thought, this is enjoyable. Well, no, it's hot. Well, no, it's enjoyable. There's dirt all over me. Smell of gasoline. The whir of the engines. Noise reverberating across the property. Even in the distance, I could see deer in the woods. They were kind of looking at me, not ready to come out from under the cover so that they could be disguised, hidden, camouflaged. You know, there I am, just enjoying, actually, a mundane mowing the yard on a John Deere 48-inch Z-turn. Just love it. It also allows you time to think. You know, it's been such a busy week with everything getting started, and, you know, our school is back in swing. All of our schools are really getting different events underway. Parents and grandparents seeking answers. Dolly Parton passed away. That's a big part of our community, whether you think so or not. And she was a huge worldwide celebrity, whether you think so or not. So there were a lot of things going on, lots of moving parts. People doing fundraisers for great things, that is. Not just feeding people, but, you know, bringing people to light. I think about what those of you who helped us out during the spring did in helping us collect well over 3,000 Bibles at $5 a Bible for Bible League to share with friends across this world in their own language. And I go back to people who criticize this nation and even the founding of this nation. And I thought, you know, isn't that odd? The very principles upon which allow them to criticize openly without fear of retribution or fear of being thrown in jail are the very things that they want to get rid of because they think that that is somehow, shall I say, racist. It's the very thing that allows them to say the things they say. It's like I talked about every August 6th, back a couple of weeks ago, when seeing people walking up and down or running up and down Oak Ridge Highway. And as they were walking or running up and down Oak Ridge Highway protesting the bomb that was dropped on August 6, 1945, in Hiroshima. And I said, you know, some of those men and others, and including female personnel that helped out in World War II, were the ones who secured that liberty so that they could voice their displeasure over the war. It's odd how that works, isn't it? We need to know more about the founding of this country and continue to educate our kids. And not just from grandpa to kids, like I do with my grandkids, but also in the school system to teach the actual facts. It was a couple of weeks ago, Tim Gagelein was on Focus on the Family, and I thought, this is interesting. Because we're telling educators now, in many cases, in some public schools, hey, don't even bother with this. But listen to Tim Gagelein's response.
Jim, if you and I were having this conversation in 1970, which, you know, that's a snap of the finger by American history, right? If you and I were having this conversation only in 1970, okay, 77% of all American homes were comprised of mothers and fathers and at least one child 18 years of age and under. That number today is less than 25%. The breakdown of marriage and family is very expensive. And it seems to me that it is one of the great parts of restoration in our constitutional democracy to once again focus like a laser beam on the importance to a free society of strong marriages, families, and parents. We need to go tell a new generation, right, that marriage is good, babies and children are good, and faith and freedom go together. They're not opposed.
I have several younger friends of mine whose wives are expecting babies. I'm talking about people in their 20s and some in their early 30s. My oldest daughter just recently had a baby 6 months ago. Babies are good. Marriage is good. Working for your marriage is good. See, all those tools that we give you to work for parenting, to work for marriage, we expose what it is in Scripture to be able to instruct you. Because Scripture will instruct on those matters. And sometimes we go too far one way and we think that the Bible is nothing more than a big old TED talk. It's not that. But it has the eternal truths first of eternal life. The eternal truths of everything. The eternal truths about how these beautiful, glorious Smoky Mountains were formed. The eternal truths about how life works, but how marriage goes, and what's important, how to prioritize. All of those things are absolute. So Tim Gagline was on Focus on the Family several weeks ago. You may want to look that up. By the way, when you get in touch with any of our broadcasters, whether it is Focus on the Family or Insight for Living, which is our ministry of the month of this month, August, which is coming to an end today, you need to tell them, hey, I listen to WRJZ. It's extremely important for them, for us, for everybody. Good morning. Welcome in. Traffic and weather on the way. Just a moment. Oh, man, it's muggy out there. 72 degrees at WRJZ.
He stepped out for a second. But now he's back. Bob Bell.
You know, I think my dad would have been 96 today. I think that's correct. Yeah. Yeah, he would have been 96. Passed away in 1996. Born in 1930. Yeah, he'd have been 96 today. Unbelievable. For WRJZ Joy Radio, good morning and welcome in. In the Bell House, we always had a bunch of August birthdays. We have a ton of April birthdays. Good gracious. My wife, my daughter-in-law, close to the same day. My mom, who's passed on, was April 23rd, along with my wife, April 23rd, just different years. My son, the day after his wife's birthdate. My niece and nephew, twins, and there's a ton of them. My grandmother was, April 3rd, for WRJZ. It's just a very fruitful month, April, for us. August also, welcome in. Now, there's going to be a heat dome building. You've heard Mike Witcher talk about it. I mean, highs in the 90s. Our feels like temperature is going to be on up past 100 most of this week. We want you to make sure you stay hydrated. Come into the air conditioning when you're able to. Wear the light clothing. Keep moving, though. That's the thing about it. You want to keep moving as much as you can, depending on what your health is, you know. Make sure, though, that you're drinking plenty of water. A lot of people, they like to drink a lot of coffee. I drink coffee. I drink two large cups of coffee a day. That's about it, though. The other times, I try to get down 75 to 120 ounces of water. If I get the first 75 ounces, that's usually good for me. I used to think, and it was, well, the old formula was, whatever half your weight in ounces is how much water you drink. That's no longer considered. Things change in health. Have you noticed that? Do you remember back in the day, Dave Clabo, when eggs were bad? They gave you cholesterol, and they're going to, oh, man. And then we find out that eating eggs is a good type of cholesterol, the HDL that you need, instead of the LDL. LDL, my doctor kept reminding me, stands for lethal. Watch out for that. But there's good types of cholesterol, and you need eggs, and it's a great source of protein. It has no fat. But eggs at one time were, I remember when oatmeal was great. You couldn't eat a better food than oatmeal. And after eating gallons and tons and thousands of tons of oatmeal, me personally, I said, I got to lose some weight. Because it started to have a bad effect on me. It's too much. So there's things you do and you keep an ear to the ground. Because the facts don't change, but our perception of the facts do change. God's word has never changed. Our perception of God's word does. You know, I remember reading things as a young Christian 33 years ago, 34 years ago when I first started here, 33 years ago, and going, that's true, but surely he doesn't mean that extreme, does he? And then I read something that I thought was very interesting that a lot of people don't like. Jesus said, I did not come to bring you together. He's talking to the world in general. But he came to divide. Said, oh, you can't say that, Bob. Yeah. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me, or as he spoke to the Pharisees in answering their questions, he said, I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Those are fighting words. Those divided a lot of people, still do to this day. If I get up and say, Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, it's the only way to God the Father, and I'm only quoting Jesus Christ saying that, you'll hear people, just as sure as I'm sitting here, go, yeah, Jesus was a good man, but now he never said that. Well, John 14:6 and so many other places where he says, I and the Father are one, he made himself very clear. So we need to stand on that without being insufferable. However, you don't have to be a jerk, but stand on his promises and his truth. Whether you're in Knoxville, Tennessee, or you're in Tel Aviv, whether you're in Bridgetown, Barbados, or you're in Jos, Nigeria. By the way, if you stand on those facts in Jos, Nigeria, it very well could get you killed. Or in parts of India, or in parts of China. Open your eyes. See what's going on. Become a part, though, of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around your corner, around your street, and up and down your whole state, and all throughout the world. King Kamehameha III officially declared Honolulu, the island of Oahu, to be the capital of Hawaii and the Hawaiian Kingdom. This was in 1850. How about that? King Kamehameha. There are all kinds of writings and statues about King Kamehameha all over Oahu. And I've been all over Oahu, I can say that much. 1942 on this date. The first time we ever heard, look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It was radio Superman made his debut.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents the adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, editor Perry White makes a decision that will bring many exciting moments to the Man of Steel.
There you are. From 1942... is when it first debuted, when we first started hearing about Superman. We've read about him. It was a comic strip that was coming alive. Frank Robinson, Baseball Hall of Famer, Cincinnati Redlegs, Rookie of the Year, 1956. Born to the state, 1935. What a great distinction he has. Van Morrison, the great one, songer, writer, 81 today at WRJZ. You may remember this one from Van Morrison. Oh, yeah.
Oh, our hearts are thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl.
Van Morrison was also the lead singer for them when they sang Gloria.
Whatever happened?
For WRJZ's 81 today.
So slow.
Happy birthday goes out to Richard Gere. Richard Gere turned 77 from an officer and a gentleman. I don't know if you remember that or not. It's a pretty woman. Oh, yeah. Days of Heaven, First Night, KNIGHT. Dave remembers the Jackal. Richard Gere, 77. Happy birthday, one and all, to WRJZ. Happy birthday also to local author Timothy Holder. Tim Holder has a birthday. I don't know how old he is. I'll ask him. I'll text him. See if he's up. Meanwhile, for WRJZ, lots of educators and people getting ready to go to school. Lots of children getting ready to head off to the classroom, wherever they may be. Lots of homeschoolers waking up, including my grandkids, man, ready to go at it. Yeah, they're excited because they've got their first big co-op gathering this Friday. That's exciting for them. So there's lots of support if you'll look for it. Where does it start, though? The C-H-U-R-C-H, church. People who love you believe the same things. Final day of August at WRJZ, Fox News. We've got traffic and weather coming up momentarily. Welcome into Monday on the Bob Bell Show.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
For WRJZ, good morning, Joy Radio. It's now 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock, the Bob Bell Show. It's a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle.
Beauty from ashes, blind. You can do it like it's nothing.
Like nothing. That sunlight coming from our sun, traveling at 186,000 miles per second, making its trek of 93 million miles in about 8 minutes, will be here soon. Sunrise coming a little bit later on for WRJZ Joy Radio. But all of that is a distance of time and a distance of distance. Which, if you think about it, that's just a speck in the universe to our Lord, who spoke it all into existence. He knows who you are and where you're at. Oh, that's terrible English. He knows where you're at. Yeah, you're right behind the at. That's what they used to say. My English teacher said, where are you at? Well, you're obviously behind the at. Don't be there. That's terrible English. So I asked Mrs. Housewright one time, I said, well, what are we supposed to say? I mean, I was a 16, 15-year-old boy, probably 15 years old in freshman English. She said, Robert, it's simple. Where are you? That's it. You don't have to, where are you at? Where are you? Okay. 6:37. One place that a lot of people are going to be on September 15th, Compassion Coalition Fundraising Luncheon. United in Compassion, Committed in Transformation, September 15th, Tewksbury Church, 9919 Kingston Pike. You can resvep and have sponsorship information of the actual luncheon. Charmin at CompassionCoalition.org. Let me spell that for you. Charmin is spelled C-H-A-R-M-I-N. She's one of the great people everywhere. Fine individual, great person. Charmin, C-H-A-R-M-I-N, at CompassionCoalition.org. Compassion Coalition, one word. So register by this coming Friday. You'll have it set. Again, heat wave coming this week. We want you to be nice and hydrated. Also, be cognizant of the fact sometimes heat does things to people. So last night, Dave, Tazewell Pike at Sanders Road, somebody gets in a road rage incident. Bullets are fired. I mean, it's like, please, people. Of course, now, we as those of us who belong to Christ, there is this thing called self-control, which should be one of the beauty marks of the Christian. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness. Self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22 and 23. And you're going to get in situations where it's hot. Your car's hot, the roadway's hot, you're traveling, maybe Labor Day weekend next weekend. Somebody's going to cut you off or cut in front of you. You're going to slam on the brakes and hope for the best. And it's going to make you a little mad. Where's your self-control? Anyway, There was a shooting last night, Tazewell Pike at Sanders. So that's closer into Fountain City, into town. Then there was another shooting last night. That was about 8 o'clock. Sometime later on, after 9, there was another shooting, Paper Mill Drive. I don't know what that was all about. They're still investigating it. Here's the other question I have for you, though, at 865-342-5620. The Joy Radio bell phone is open. Will Chief Noel come back to the KPD or will he move on? What say you? 865-342-5620.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's because what you put into your body early in the day affects you the rest of the day.
Your spirit works the same way.
Add some spiritual nourishment and perspective from the start, and you'll be ready for anything that may come your way today.
We are your station for the morning commute.
You're listening to Joy Radio.
There was Jesus
in the shadows of the alley.
Good morning. The Bob Bell Show is underway. No, you'll never walk alone. A lot of people are still talking about the Smoky Mountain Christmas, which is a ways off at Dollywood. Once you bought your ticket, that's a, you know, that's a free ticket into the Smoky Mountain Christmas, but it glorifies the Lord. I saw Russell Bibben talking about doing a Smoky Mountain Christmas and some things that he was concerned about and wanted to be a part of as far as presenting the birth of Christ, really the miraculous, beautiful birth of Christ in all of the things that would have been considered completely wild, not born in a palatial palace, but in a place where cattle feed, not born to parents who were noteworthy and everybody knew who they were, but to a relatively unknown carpenter and a young virgin girl. It's amazing. From Nashville, Tennessee, a couple of things I want to throw in. This is interesting. Is we're talking about safety today. Students across Tennessee back in school. The Department of Safety and Homeland Security is encouraging you, families, moms and dads, educators, teachers, community members, me, to download and use SafeTN app. What is the SafeTN app? It's S-A-F-E, capital T, capital N. It's a confidential reporting tool designed to help prevent school safety threats before they escalate. You know, school just got started. We've already had a couple. The SafeTN app, by the way, there was a stabbing close to the University of Tennessee on Friday as we were going off the air. The perpetrator was taken into custody a short time afterward and everything was fine. What a great job UT police did. The students were on lockdown, but only for about 20 minutes. SafeTN app allows users to quickly and anonymously submit concerns related to school safety, including potential threats or suspicious behavior or mental health crises. These tips are monitored by trained analysts who work closely with law enforcement and education partners to assess and respond to potential risks. So with the new school year, it's a reality. SafeTN app. So there you are. Here's what I wonder, and it'll never happen again. Those days are gone. Was it actually safer? And this is just your opinion to me, and you say whatever you want. I don't know. Was it actually safer when in schools we actually had the thoughts, corporal punishment? Was it safer when a young Robert Bell knew that a 6'8", 320-pound principal named Larry Husky might whoop his bottom. You say, Bob, that just sounds so, that's just so, oh, that's terrible. I don't know. I had great respect for Mr. Husky. I did. I really did. He later, by the way, became a great state legislator. Served in that body for a number of years before he retired and passed away. But he was. He was 6'8", about 320 pounds. He's a good guy. Best I could tell. I mean, kind of had his wits about him and was very aware of things going on around him. But he was also aware when I was wandering the hallways, when I wasn't supposed to be wandering the hallways. There for a while, I thought my name was Bill. Where are you supposed to be? I thought that was my whole name. Bill. Gritted teeth. Where are you supposed to be? And when he said that, I mean, I laugh now. I'm 63 years old. That's why I laugh. I didn't laugh then. When I heard his voice and I was walking down the hallway and I knew I was supposed to be somewhere, there was immediate accountability. There's something missing, Dan. I don't know if I can put my finger on it. Maybe you can help me. I'm not sure. But especially with guys, with young men, with young boys, having a strong male leadership as Mr. Husky was, to hold us accountable. But also, I knew there was some love there. I mean, there was one time when I was a freshman, it started snowing, and school was called off because it began to just pile up in the parking lot at school. We were already there, and I couldn't catch my bus. It was already gone. That guy took me home. That principal, 3 miles out of his way. In the snow. He let me walk the rest of the half mile, but that was no big deal. There's some love there. At WRJZ, brought to you by Overhead Door Company. It's great when you hear your garage door open and you barely hear it. It's great when you see the outside of your garage door and say, man, that looks so much better. Call them today, 573-1950 or overheaddoor.com. Tell them Bob Bell sent you. William S. Trimble Company, 865-573-1950.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
So many people saying things that sound so smart. So much is broken, it's like we don't know where to start. As the grandson of a World War Purple Heart who fought for America, well, I just want to say, oh, beautiful, oh, spacious skies.
I love that.
Joy Radio. I love that line when he was talking about as a grandson of a World War II Purple Heart. Reminds me, it's 6:54, the Greater Love Luncheon's coming up, honoring our veterans. Now, this is in Sevier County. Marilyn Childress is going to be there. Marilyn is all over the place. We've had her here several times, and we'll have her again. By the way, coming up Labor Day, we're going to be broadcasting live at Nick and Jay's Cafe, Miss Jenny. Yeah. You know, out there at Level Road.
I know where that is.
Yeah, Nick and Jay's Cafe. So we're going to have a great time, sponsored by Mission of Hope and by Fisher Tire. Talk to Ray Fisher III. I said, what do you think? We want to do this again? He said, Bob, I'm a lifetime on this.
Oh, that's great.
I said, okay.
Doesn't that like a little enthusiasm?
Well, he does. His grandparent, he had a granddaddy and so many others in his family, uncles who served the United States Army or various and sundry parts. But this is coming up a little bit later on. And you can get more information by going to the website for our local veterans, and they'll tell you how to be a part of that right here at WRJZ. So, Jenny Bushkell.
Yes.
You got your pink on.
Yes.
So, but that's just what you were going to wear. Is that in honor of Dolly?
Well, it could be. I didn't plan it, but sure. I'm a pink girl, too. So,
do you remember in 9 to 5?
Oh, I saw it last night.
That place where she leaned over Dabney Coleman and said, if you don't stop it, I'm going to go get my gun. I'll change you from a rooster to a hen right quick.
Yeah.
And she stormed away and said, don't believe I can't. And the look on his face was gold.
He was so good in that.
He was.
That is the funniest movie. I just happened to be messing with the TV and found it, and I thought, let me see this for a few minutes, and I stuck with it to the end. It's kind of slapstick in a lot of ways. But,
well, there's a lot of physical comedy there.
But it was hilarious. They were great.
How they had him suspended.
And they'd hit that garage door opener and then go flying up to the ceiling. And he was great in it.
I told Meg, I said, I felt in some ways he made that. Because his reaction and his ability to act and be so ugly and awful, of course,
yeah.
Which made you want him to be hurt. But the whole thing was just hilarious. And there was, you know, and Lily Tomlin, I thought was...
They were great.
I thought she was fantastic.
I heard that... I saw a special about Dolly Parton right before that.
Now, see, I saw that last night and then I went to bed.
And it was so good. It was really good. But I was in... I couldn't believe she never had acting lessons.
No. She just talented.
Yeah.
Some people are just naturally gifted. As is Jenny Bushkell, ladies and gentlemen. Naturally gifted person and individual at WRJZ, works with children, works with Larry. I mean, you know, works with Claybo. I mean, works with Bob.
All comes together.
Yeah, bless her heart. You know about working with kids because you work with us. So that's good. I got to tell you about a teenager story coming up that I thought was just kind of cute after the top of the hour. What my brother-in-law said about, hey, there's going to be a group of teenagers out by the fire at my house when you get home late Friday night, you know. And I said, okay. But it's funny how he was thinking. He's such a responsible dad. You know, he's like, he's worried they're going to make a noise. It's like, they're teenagers.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's no drinking going on. You know, nothing's happening. They're just talking. And it's girls. There's going to be noise. It's okay.
Yes, there's going to be laughter.
I prayed the other day, Jenny, when I was up at my youth building where I go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a whole bunch of youth running through hallways about 5:30 in the afternoon. As soon as we got off work, a bunch of us met over there, and we pray over the youth before they gather at 6:30 and have their worship service.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sitting there praying, and the two guys that are teaching are telling us, here's what we're teaching on today. And I thought, this is great. But the kids were loud everywhere. I mean, because there were probably 700 or 800 there.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the building or around the building. It's going to be loud. And I'm sitting there praying, and I'm just smiling. I'm thinking, Lord, and I said it out loud, your kids are loud, and I love it. And by the way, Lord, I'm loud too. So I've got no room to talk. But thank you that this place is alive. Now, there was order later on and worship, and they dug deep in the Bible. It wasn't, hey, let's have a pizza and play some games. It was like these people were at a shovel. And they were mining for gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And when they get older, see, if people like you set the tone when they're in fourth or fifth grade or third or whatever it is, then when they get to be in seventh, eighth, ninth grade, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because now they have a deeper interest. And now they're not thinking so much in the black and white like they used to when they were smaller. Now they're starting to think in the abstract. And I love that. When my kids became teenagers,
mm-hmm.
I had a blast because they began to discover why they believed what they believed. and were able to repeat it back to me. And I was like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And just to give you, feedback, and but also what they are thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And questions that they might have.
And the questions were more interesting as the days went by.
But I tell you, I get a lot of good questions from those fourth and fifth graders.
They think differently, don't they? And it's good. And you make, it makes you go, huh.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one. 7 o'clock, WRJZ Knoxville. The Jenny Bushkell is here. We got a whole hour ahead of us. We're going to talk about, you know, how to handle things when we lose a friend, when we lose somebody, when we lose people. All of that on the way. Now it's time for the latest news from Fox News at 73 degrees. WRJZ Joy Radio, The Bell Show. Bob Bell, that is. Ranch free. We don't have any ranch, but we do have ranch. If you need to dip ranch. Your chicken tenders in there. That's Meg's favorite. Chicken tenders and ranch. She stays away from it,
good.
Though. She stays away because she knows chicken tenders are going to be
fried.
So tonight.
You can get grilled.
Yeah, tonight it's grilled teriyaki chicken for the missus. That's what I'm doing.
That sounds great.
I haven't figured out what else to put. What do I put with it? You know, it's getting close to our anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
42 years.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great, Bob.
She knows what long suffering is, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Bless her heart. She was out of bed going to the kitchen to get some ice for something and for her drink. And then she's going to go back to bed. And this is like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And she just comes up to me and just leans in, you know. It's sweet.
Sweet.
You know,
yes, it is sweet.
She's precious.
Well, she is.
Anyway, it does make you appreciate, though, to watch her work with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, we were helping several people join our church and sign covenants and things like that. Help them understand. But as far as getting thank you notes out and then writing thank you notes to people and all the nuts and bolts that go with it, she was taking care of all that. She's like my secretary. Do you know how spoiled I am?
You do need some help occasionally.
Are you kidding me?
And you are spoiled.
I am spoiled. So, but at least I know it. So tomorrow will be 42 years.
Well, congratulations. Are you going to do anything special?
I think there's an Aubrey's outing in our midst. I think
that would be fun.
Yeah. I think that's where we go.
Yeah, get a card.
Yeah. She's a card person. She likes to give cards. Therefore, getting a card is good for her.
That's what Larry's. That's what he likes too. That's a love language. You know that.
See, and it took me a while to learn it, but because I see her giving other people cards sometimes when she thinks of them out of the blue, it could be for any particular reason, not just birthdays. But when she gets a card, it does warm her heart. You can tell.
Yeah.
The other thing is the acts of service. That's why. Cooking for her tonight,
that's good,
will actually be more important than taking her out tomorrow, although we are going out tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
date night.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. So anyway, Jenny Bushkell is over there. For those of you who don't know, she's only been around for a couple of decades here.
Yeah.
She's been around just a little bit longer elsewhere. But she was in logistics at the University of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Her father, we need to do a Jenny 101 occasionally.
Yeah, right.
Your father was the professor?
Yeah.
For how many years?
Oh, I don't know.
It was a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah, until he retired.
Can you imagine the other people he got to know at the University of Tennessee?
I had someone Saturday night tell Larry, hey, I was one of Dr. Fry's students. I want to meet her. And so, I talked to him briefly, but
he made an impact
cool.
on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know, mostly because he was interested in the person.
Isn't it?
Yeah, he cared about his students, and he wanted to help everyone be successful. But he was just a great person, and he sure walked with the Lord every day.
What a tremendous dad!
Yeah.
Man, look at the sons he produced and all of that. I mean, man. All y'all,
thank you.
And the wonderful wife that he married. I mean, she was just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we benefit by having great parents.
Yes, we do. And praying parents and praying grandparents.
So why do you think it's so important that we pass that along? See?
Yeah.
We've got to continue. That's what I was saying before the break when I played that that one soundbite from Tim Gagline many weeks ago on Focus on the Family. We have to continue to help our young people know marriage is good, and you have to fight for your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And parenting is good, and you have to fight for parenting.
Yeah.
You have to continue to work at it. It's a progress. I wasn't always the good dad or the perfect husband for sure, but we worked at it. We've labored at it.
Well, and you had a covenant.
We did, and we believed it.
Yeah, it's that the three-legged stool, you, Meg, and the Lord.
And that third one you can't do without.
No, and that's what saves you. And the thing is, Bob, there's so much deception in the world now. Your kids are just targets for Satan. He would like to kill, steal, and destroy a child, a family, a marriage, all of that. That's his goal. And so we really have to help them establish a good foundation and have that where they know that their truth, they can stand on truth.
It's great. It's great to have your youngest daughter call you yesterday on the way home from church.
Oh, yeah. You got a great family.
Last night, 7:10, their church service was over. They have church in the evening because of their building situation. So they always call on the way home to keep him occupied while they're driving. And we asked Luke, who'd you play with, Luke? Jacob and Banana.
Oh.
Jacob and Hannah. For WRJZ, those are people that keep him in the nursery. It's awesome. 9 minutes after 7 at WRJZ Joy Radio. How to cope when we lose someone. It's not just about grieving, but it's about the process.
The workplace. It's a better place when you bring us along. You're locked into Joy Radio.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil ain't walking my shoes.
Come on, man.
Someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these
Joy Radio, WRJZ. Good morning. The other day, we were buying a car from this young man that was in his early 20s, Jenny Bushkell.
Mm-hmm. You did just get a new car?
We did. Meg got rear-ended.
Oh, no.
Totaled.
I didn't know
so
that.
So we had to get a new car. So we went to a good friend of mine over there at Rusty Wallace Honda. There's this young guy that grew up down the street from us.
Oh, my goodness.
And he has grown up. He's like in his early 20s. He's working there as one of the better salespeople there.
Yeah.
And his mentor kind of gave us to him. But we already knew him.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're so, well, what about your sisters? What about your grandpa? And, you know, his dad wasn't a big part of his family, but his grandparents really raised him.
Aw.
And I said, what about girls? Are you dating or anything like that? And he's a handsome young man. He said, Bob, I don't want to get too serious right now. I want to make sure I'm ready to support a woman.
Well, how about that? What a mature attitude he's got.
I went, Jalen, that's a very mature thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I wish I would have thought your way when I was 21 or 2.
I sure did, too. I wish I did, too.
But we sat there, and we thought about it and watched some of his actions. And, of course, he's recently come to faith in Christ, and he's just growing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, he's understanding, though. He goes, I do want to get married, though, and have children. So then another 23-year-old was talking to me Friday night, that being the handsome Devin Coffey.
Oh, he's so cute.
And he has a wonderful young lady girlfriend. Aww. I mean, they're great Christian people. They're going to get serious and do this thing at some point in time. But he kept thinking, he goes, he was watching some of those seniors run through the banner.
Yeah.
He said, I had some of these in Grace Group. I had some of these in a small group that I taught when I was out of college.
Well.
I went, really? He goes, I'm getting kind of emotional.
Oh, that's nice.
He goes, Bob, I'm going to be a big softy when I get to be a...
Yeah.
I said, you'll harden up a little bit. It's okay. As you lose some sleep occasionally and here and there and they aggravate you, you'll harden up just a little bit. That'll be okay. because he was wiping away tears from his eyes.
Aww.
But see, that's the presence of the Lord. When God softens your heart, you get right perspectives on things. When we lose a person like Dolly or anybody else, it kind of feels like, I said last week, I said, it doesn't feel like you've lost a celebrity. It kind of feels like you lost a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you handle that? There's a godly perspective and everything, and there's all the words we know.
Yeah.
But what does it look like, Jenny Buskell?
Well, I think it's different for everybody, Bob, truly, and that's just not a cop-out.
Nope, that's a good point.
As many times as I've had a guest that talked about grief and people that I've grieved, and they're all different. And we shouldn't try to rush through grief. You need to sit there with it and have those feelings and cry and what, but you don't want to get stuck there.
Mm.
But yet we see...
Stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the problem, yeah.
And this thing with Dolly, we are so accustomed to Dolly.
She's always been there.
Yes, and she's always been a bright light.
Mm-hmm.
She's always had that smile on her face. And when you are... Many years, you and I were at the media thing at Dollywood.
So fun. Was it not fun?
Oh, we had so much fun.
Couldn't wait for her to appear.
She was so gracious, and they always seated us right there up front in the middle. We had great seats. And she was so wonderful, such a nice host. And we saw things change over the years. We saw less of her.
Sure.
And then until the last time we went out, she didn't even make an appearance. Mm-hmm. And so as we age, we're going to see more things like that happen. And
sure.
I think it was just that it's the end of something that we feel is personal, but we shouldn't be like ashamed of feeling that way.
No, we shouldn't be ashamed of feeling that way. I think about the little interview that we had at WSEV with her when she made me calm down.
Mm-hmm.
She could tell I was about having the vapors. You know, it's Dolly Parton. And I'm so young, and I'm 23, mm-hmm. I don't know. And she said, oh, honey, you're going to be all right. And that right there, she may not have even known she said it to me.
But
just kind of calmed me down.
She had so many young people come through Dollywood, and older people too, but just think about the encouragement she gave them and that the legacy she's leaving, and that when she left somebody behind when she was leaving to go back to wherever she would go,
mm-hmm.
how the people at Dollywood must have felt. This had to be like, wow, she just encouraged me, and I can do this. And that's what we want to do, let people know that they're important no matter what they're doing. And I'm sure that that's the way she treated every employee.
So that's a good model for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe one of the better ways to cope with things is to look for those characteristics that are godly in the person that departed and say, I need to be more like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good lesson for me. And also, you see the kind of happiness. She had a lot of joy in her life.
Mm-hmm. And well, that joy came from Jesus.
Yeah, and I don't think she was faking it.
No. And at the very end of that special, she said something about her faith in God. But I knew they would tone that down. There wasn't any gospel.
It'd be a little bit less Jesus-y.
Yeah, there wasn't much gospel music on that show. But with that to say, she influenced every person that she met along the way.
She did.
So we don't.
No question.
Yes. And so for us to mourn her is normal. That is a normal thing because we loved her in our hearts because of what she did for other people and the way that she, you know, presented herself. And then people that loved her as a star.
Yeah. Yeah. The best way to, that's the best way to mourn her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to put it. For W, it's an active way too.
Yeah.
Who did you mourn the most? And I mean, I'm talking about in your life. I want you to think about that. Let me know when you get back. The tissue papers, they're right there. Okay. Just want to make sure. I'm not trying to make your mascara run or no.
Yeah.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ Joy Radio. This portion of the Bob Bell Show, good to have you along, brought to you in part by Knoxville Wholesale Furniture, who partners with us for Pray Tennessee with Dr. Pat Paulus, coming up next.
From Sunrise in Seymour to Biscuits in Bearden and Coffee in Carnes, mornings are better with Bob Bell.
Let's jump on Highway 66 and go up there. Or Winfield Dunn Parkway. Hey, listen, y'all get going down the hill there, they'll get you. There's a posted speed limit, and they are really watching it close. Especially with Northview Academy right there.
Yeah.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, of course, that's not the Route 66, but that's our Highway 66, which is also known as Winfield Dunn Parkway. Jenny Bushkell, you know who Winfield Dunn was.
I do.
He was governor.
Been a while.
It has been a long time. Remember he ran against, what, John J. Hooker?
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, John J. Hooker. And I don't remember who the other one was. I remember Ray Blanton was governor. Until
did they not have a special on him recently? I think I saw something.
They may have. He was removed from office or resigned.
Yeah, I think there was something on. I don't know if Dave might know about
that. Was that the Tennessee Waltz? I think it was. They found all of the information that he was kind of selling liquor licenses in sort of a kind of way.
I don't. Yeah.
That's what he was forced out of office for. He was actually. Selling liquor licenses to people that you said,
or allowing them to be able to procure for themselves liquor licenses very easily over an advantage of other people who were applying.
Yeah,
which is not cool. Not cool.
Oh yeah,
certainly not.
No,
cool.
No, not cool.
Nah,
can't do. Yeah, you can't what cheaters that. Never prosper, Bob.
Eventually, you'll catch up with you.
Yes.
See, this is what I don't like about some of today's. Language. Karma's a you-know-what. It'll come get you. It's not karma. The Bible says, whatever you sow, that also shall you reap. Sowing and reaping's been a part of the world since time began.
Heard that karma is kind of like a form of witchcraft.
Well, it's Eastern mysticism. Has to do with Hinduism and things like that.
No. Now, what's the difference between mysticism and witchcraft?
They're all of the devil.
It's all the devil.
as Bobby Boucher's mama would say, that's of the devil.
It's all the same.
Stay away from it. remember what your mom thought? My mom thought about Ouija boards.
Oh,
don't you dare even look at them.
Oh, no.
Don't touch them.
I mean, astrology.
We
used to think horoscopes were like. Nothing. They are very dangerous.
Oh, they're very dangerous. That's a sneaky way into your mind and your heart. All right, so after the break, we have a note of distinction that Miss Jenny Bushkell has accomplished. And I'm going to make her tell you about it after the break. Because I love this. It's fantastic. But anyway, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet for WRJZ. All right, so Friday night, my brother-in-law, Adam Curley, who is one of those physical trainers for several of our PGA golfers. Friday night, he calls me. He's been at the game, all right? Everybody played high school football. It was great. It was a lot of fun. So anyway, he and his precious wife, Karen, who's the sweetest Karen I know. You know, she's not like those Karens you think about, right? She's a good Karen. But Karen were talking to me, and he calls and said, Bob, have you left the... Are you home yet? I said, no, I'm not even leaving the stadium. We just wrapped up. He said, okay. He said, well, when you get home, there's going to be some kids there, and they're going to be having a fire out front. Caroline's got some friends, and they're having them over. And I said, okay, that's cool. It dawns on me, Caroline's 16. Oh. Her twin brother's 16. I mean, I can't believe 16. These kids have grown up.
I can't
up.
Either.
But they're 16, and she's driving, and she's a sweet kid. She really is. And so they've had some kids over. And he said, now, it could get a little loud. If it gets too loud, you text me, and I'll go outside and tell them to shush. I said, well, Adam, they're kids. You know, so he goes, yeah, I already told Mimi. Mimi lives next door to me. Mimi is my mother-in-law, his mom. He said, I already told Mimi. And Mimi laughed and said, I really don't care, because once I take my hearing aids out, I can't hear anything anyway. It matters not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this conversation. So I'm sitting there in my recliner, finishing watching the news, trying to wind down and go to bed after a long day from 3:30 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. So, it's a lot of fun, and I've seen some wonderful things, and I'm just relaxing. And I thought, I don't hear anything. I see the fire out there. So I go out on the front porch, my front porch, which is roughly about 100 yards away from where they are. And all I could hear is just some kids laughing and some people telling stories, girls talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's not even noise. They had a little bit of music playing, but you couldn't hardly hear that. And I went, Adam, it's okay. They're not causing it. And so he even asked the next morning, how'd they do? I said, they were fine. So he was so worried. I said, it's no big deal. The woods didn't burn down. Everything.
That's funny.
The kids left at a reasonable hour after they got. Now, they stayed the night over there. But I always loved it when our kids had other kids over. Our place was the center of that universe. I mean, I woke up one morning. There must have been 20 young men that had spent the night in one form or fashion, young men meaning kids in their teens,
yes,
in one form or fashion at my house.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was stepping over them in the living room, going to make them eggs, you know.
Yeah.
I was making them a big breakfast, and I started frying that bacon, and I mean, some kids waking up.
I bet.
I looked out on the porch, and there was these jeans hanging out on the porch. I said, why are these jeans hanging out on the front porch rail?
Yeah.
Well, Dad, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but last night we went cow tipping.
Oh, no.
I said, now, son, I said, that's okay, but here's why it's not okay. Farmers carry guns.
No kidding.
And if you're out there tipping their cows, which is fun at the first, number one, you could get hurt. Number two, you can get shot.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling. So that was the last time they tipped cows. But I didn't scream at them. I just said, I just want you to know, you know, you don't think about it. If you're a teenager, 16 years old, they carry guns.
Even rolling somebody's yard anymore, you better watch out.
Not in this day and age. Ooh. I wouldn't even think it. No.
No.
Back in the day, my father-in-law, Alan Curley, you would go roll his yard, and he would make you clean it up and then have you in for popcorn. And then they would figure out what other yards they might roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the way it was 40, 50 years ago. It's not the way it is now. But it was all a good time was had by all. We're going to talk more about Jenny Buschel and something that has been distinguished upon her that should be.
Oh, thank you.
For WRJZ, Joy, I'm trying not to give it away. And then also, somebody's leaving WBIR again, I found out.
Oh, wow.
All coming up in just a few moments. Brought to you by our good friends at Guardian Investment Advisors. They have a show at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760 about your next stage going into retirement.
Season kicks off again. You're looking forward to those 3 hours a week in hopes to see your team win a thrilling victory. But when that game is over, we'll be here to uplift you the other 165 hours of the week. Joy Radio.
Oh, I love that. You know, right after the game on Friday night, I could tune in at 10 o'clock, man. We already had some great preaching on. I was all over it. I loved it. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's what the plaque says right there. Amen. Good to have you. Psalm 118:24 is right there. You know why that happened? Because I did this.
I thought maybe the devil jumped in here and said, I'm putting that
down. The Lord was reminding me to say it.
Oh, okay.
Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It says in the book of the Revelation. I love that.
Yeah.
72 degrees brought to you by Vaughn Pharmacy. Do you know Dwight Disney, the owner of Vaughn Pharmacy? I remember when he was ordained a deacon. I remember I got to lay hands on him.
Oh,
and see him ordained as a deacon.
That's great.
It's cool. Anyway,
he's such a great guy.
He is a deacon kind of person,
and just so meaningful to our community. You know, he's touched so many lives.
He serves.
Yep.
So he and his family have that at Vaughn Pharmacy. Same way, the medicines I need for my family. There's a couple of new medicines the doc wanted to try, and so I got that. But you know, for a few months we were off. That insurance didn't work with him, and they worked to get us back included with this particular insurance company. I mean, wrote letters, yeah, not just because of me, several others, and they got it done. And so now I'm back full-fledged,
yep,
with Vaughn Pharmacy across the road from Powell High School in the heart of Powell. Great supporters of the Bob Bell Show for many years. So, Jenny,
yes,
tell me what it is that you have been recognized, you have been asked to be a part of something.
Yes, Leadership Knoxville.
Now, Leadership Knoxville's been around forever.
Yes.
All right, so tell me what Leadership Knoxville is.
Well, it's developing leaders. You take leaders and developing their skills more, and to really, it's an emphasis on changing Knoxville in our community and things that we can do to make it a better place to live. Ideas coming together as groups within the group, and really looking at Knoxville and, you know, what can we do to serve others? And it's about servant leadership.
Who chose you?
Who chose me?
Some wise people, but who chose you?
What do you mean?
I mean, how did you get on?
Oh, you get nominated.
So some wise people nominated you, and then they voted on you.
Yes.
Oh,
correct.
Cool. See, yeah. You got to drag it out of her.
Yeah. Well.
Because for her, this is another step in helping this place be a much better place than when we found it.
Well, I tell you, I hope so. I hope it. My vision is that I will learn more about Knoxville than I've ever known, and I will touch lives that I wouldn't have normally touched.
There you are.
And it's just an adventure, and I think that for all of us, stepping out of our comfort zone, and it really stepped me out because of the quality of people. I was like, okay.
Who are some of the people that are on it?
Well, there's a lot of people that, gosh, I don't know if I about starting to name them, but there's quite a few CEOs, and there are some criminal law people and lawyers, and
I would think you'd know a lot of lawyers. I'm just kidding.
A lot of people in politics have been on it, and we've got a couple of people that are serving our community right now.
So this is an opportunity for you to make another impact on this, other than Crossroads with Jenny, which makes an impact here and across the world. 2:30 on Thursday, 2:30 on Friday.
Yeah.
So you get the flavor of talking with somebody who's been through something in their life, and they share something that encourages you, along with what Jenny puts on it. And then you also have all the other things that you've been a part of.
Yes.
With the medical community, which is natural for you and your husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also with many other aspects. I mean, you're involved in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Then there's hats and flowers and all that cool stuff.
And it's important for us to just not be at church on Sunday. We need to step out and do, see grace in action. See us do the things that Jesus calls us to do, and to serve others, and to do it. When you're a leader, you want to do that too, and to help develop other people. And my first thing I'm doing is on integrity.
There you are.
So we got divided into groups, and my group won the first presentation.
You got the short straw, huh? Good job. For WRJZ 740, brought to you by Vaughn Pharmacy. A new member of Leadership Knoxville, the one and only Jenny Bushkill, right here at WRJZ Joy Radio. Who's leaving WVIR? What's going on over there? Talk about that when we return.
They asked his wife where he grew up. She said, nowhere. Now, here's more from the mature Bob Bell.
See, that's what you do. What you hear on this station, the Chuck Swindolls, the John MacArthurs, the Charles Stanleys, and the messages they carry, if you take that to the street, you're going to be used in Leadership Knoxville and various and sundry other places, and so will you. Or you'll be used at your local restaurant when you go there and you encourage somebody. Or you'll be used at your local grocery store when you go there and you act much differently than everyone else. Leadership Knoxville, it's on a mission to build a stronger Knoxville by developing people in groups.
Yeah.
Leading to a greater community and region, leadership programs, community workshops, which you're going to be a part of, and you get to do your presentation. I love that. Organizational training and events designed to inspire, challenge, connect people at all levels of leadership and leadership development to help us achieve our mission. That's what it says on their mission statement. So there's a lot there, and I look and I see a lot of people who I love and trust as a part of Leadership Knoxville. Mm-hmm. So this is... I like the kind of friends you're hanging out with.
Thank you.
If I was your daddy, I'd have to judge, make sure that you're hanging out with the right friend. You're hanging out with the right friends. No, I think that's great. So did you hear who's leaving WBIR?
Yeah, that precious young lady.
So meteorologist Rebecca Sweet, who's been there for some time. This is the blonde one with the big smile. She is a wonderful young lady. Very godly. When she does her personal videos, that I've seen several, about, you know, her latest having this fourth child, she's just all over her church life. She's telling you all about her relationship with Christ, her relationship with her husband, her relationship with her coworkers. But the most important thing is, for her, her relationship with the Lord. And then her children, she just, you could tell she loves being a mommy. So I wonder, a person like that has to get up. And I think it was, it might have been Beth Haynes that once told me many years ago, you know, to do the 4:30 appearance, you basically need to be up at 3 or 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting up literally in the middle of the night. Now, I get up at 3:30. And I'm telling you, there's a big difference between 3:30 and 2:45.
Oh, there's a big difference between when I used to get up at 3:15?
Uh-huh.
Or 4:15?
4:15.
Yeah, 4:15 to 5:15. Now I'm 5:15.
It's a big difference.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because actually, by the end of 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know there's a big difference.
Well, if you do this every day, it's one thing. But if you have young children and a young family, and a mom and dad trying to make, it's hard.
Yes.
And you divide up the duties, and a lot of what happens in the evening, she has to be accounted for. Well, she's already tired.
Yeah, and she's got four kids.
And you got to get up at 2:45. And especially for a young lady, I mean, you could call this what you could say it's misogynistic, if you like. But there's more prep work in putting your makeup on and everything if you happen to be a female-type person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to put on makeup on television if you're a male. That's true. But it's nothing like what the hair and everything. I mean,
sometimes they get it there.
It's just so much. But you have to be there.
I mean, you got to be there.
And then you're probably there. Maybe you're doing it there and somebody else is doing it for you or helping you. And you're reading a prompter just to practice your lines and things like that. And there's a lot to it. I mean, mm-hmm. Now, it's obvious the reason I'm in radio. I won't say, but I mean, I don't think anybody needs to. But it's all right. But, man, to be in television and to come on that early in the morning, there's some work involved there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, best wishes to Rebecca Sweet and the rest of her family. She has four young children. The latest one, Waylon, I think is only 4 or 5 months old at the most. I mean,
wow.
She did the maternity leave, and she came back. And she kept saying a couple of times on the air, this is hard. Well, yeah. You just got off maternity leave, and you're coming back, and that baby is still so attached, and you're still so attached.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a different world, kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, for WRJZ, Scottie Scheffler is now $10 million more.
Gee, wealthy. That's not too bad.
So Marilyn comes out there and does what she knows. This is his wife, who told him many years ago in 2022, I don't care if you shoot 10 under or 10 over at the Masters. I love you. God loves you, and you still belong to the Lord. You get out there and hit golf balls. I'll take care of things at home. Now she's got two little babies, and she brings them out there every time he wins, which is a lot. But this is the FedEx Cup champion, Scottie Scheffler. Loves the Lord and loves his family, and golf's just kind of a side thing he does to make a living. Congratulations to him. Just a little fun on the side. For WRJZ, Joy Radio, it's now 7:48. I got traffic, I got weather, and much more coming up. The final leg of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Vaughn Pharmacy.
Morning prayer and coffee to spare. It's the Bob Bell Show. Rise and shine and get ready to face the day.
I've been high, I've been low.
Love it.
I ain't rich, but I ain't broke. Pray I find someone to hold me together.
So sun is out. It's now 74 degrees at WRJZ. Yeah.
When my knees hit the ground.
That's catchy, isn't it, Dave?
All my troubles down, down forever.
Matt Cooper at WRJZ, we lay all of our troubles down forever. See, when we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, but we also let go of those things that anchor us down.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
a beautiful thing.
One of the things they ask, how I felt the first time that I went to Leadership Knoxville. How are you feeling this morning?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like excited, but I also had some anxiety about getting there. And I thought, you know, and I was like, Lord, you're walking in front of me and you're walking with me. I have nothing to fear.
See, and that's part of it. If you eliminate the fear because you know he's with you, then you can walk into his will and say, okay,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
In other words, what I hear you saying is your yes was already on the table.
That's right.
So it's up to him.
Yeah.
And he's proven faithful.
Plus, I didn't want to get lost.
Well, you were wandering around. So you got the GPS on, right?
I had the GPS on.
But still, I know how that feels. I remember years ago driving around somewhere in Chattanooga, headed to Notre Dame for a ball game. And I'm sitting there going, good gravy sakes alive, where do I turn? Or going to, I remember one time taking my wife to UNACA to see Jordan play against UNACA.
I don't even know where that is.
Oh, my word.
Where is that?
Go to Elizabethan and turn right and keep going.
Oh, my goodness.
Go under railroad tracks and all kinds. I mean, it was nutso. And then you get there and it's like you've entered another world, like you've gone back 40 years in time. It's great. They had a press box. It was called Carl's Nest.
I'm actually going up toward that way Thursday.
It's a beautiful place.
Near Johnson City. But when I worked for DCS, I went up to Elizabeth, and that is one heck of a drive past Johnson City.
Yes, it is. It is.
I thought, whoa.
I hate those, especially when GPS says, I can get you there faster. I'm going to take you through the cow pasture.
And that's what they did. I mean, way back when GPS was still relatively new, too.
Oh, speaking of GPS, my wife forgot to turn it off my phone. I took my daughter into Barnes & Noble, and I heard this beep, beep, beep when I got
there
out
you
of the
are.
Car. And I said, actually, is your phone beeping? I said, oh, no, it's probably that car over there. We go into Barnes & Noble, and I said, I looked at round thing, and all of a sudden I heard, you're westbound at Kingston Pike, right in the middle of Barnes & Noble.
I hate
that. It's my phone!
Make a legal U-turn.
Or
right at the river.
It goes, beep, 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 your fries are ready. WRJZ. So Carson Newman won last week, 41-38, last second field goal. Then they defended for three successive plays on Hail Mary pass attempts from Tiffin.
Well, it's like I said, I was getting very upset with Leanna DeCrow and whoever that other guy was talking about Italian beef.
Lots of food.
Yeah, and I thought, they're eating and I am starving in here.
So congratulations on that.
I'm hungry right now.
Congratulations on GCA. They won 56-7 over
yes.
Carter.
Yes.
So it'll be CCS coming to the complex this coming Friday.
That's going to be a good game.
We'll have all that for you. Carson Newman plays again Thursday. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Here's what got me, though. I look up in the baptistry on Sunday morning, and this could be happening at any church, folks. It can, if you want it to. There's a kid in there. It's about 6'4", weighs about 290 pounds. His name is Keaton. Keaton's up there. He's got these, I think a lot of guys like to do these frosted tips or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun. No, I'm kidding you. I'm not. Frosted blonde hair, I'm telling you, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, I've seen them. Have they come into where I get my hair done?
I mean, he looks cool.
Yeah, they like it. It's really popular right now.
He's standing up there in the baptistry. His defensive line coach, Jeff Bryant, is sitting there. Keaton, you have something to say? I just want you to know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And over to my right are 52 ball players that erupt in a mighty roar. And he gets dunked, baptized.
Oh,
by his defensive
awesome.
Coach.
Oh, that is so great.
And he said, I wouldn't have it any other way than to have my defensive coach baptize me, who mentors. It's not just his coach. He's mentoring him through life and through the Bible. That's what's happening. That's what we're all about. That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say. A guy that I knew in high school that took radio broadcasting class, he was one of their coaches at Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy that we knew. We thought he was kind of a wild child and all that.
Maybe he was.
He's kind of a wild child. But he got saved like he did, and he ended up baptizing him. And they've been best friends forever.
See, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Cool. He said so-and-so baptized me. I thought that was just the coolest thing ever, to baptize your best friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is cool.
So keep your mind focused on him, and he will direct your path. That's what David Jeremiah is talking about later today, coming up at 9:30. He's talking about who is it that directs your path, like going to Leadership Knoxville, when you're walking with him.
1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. And Colossians 3:17 adds a similar word, that whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when you do all of these things, when you depend, you trust in the Lord, and you dedicate yourself with all your heart, and you discipline yourself, not leaning to your own understanding, and you acknowledge him in everything you do, the result will be you will get direction in your life. Focusing your life results in direction. The end of these verses say, he shall direct your paths. How many of you know that when God directs your paths, you're focused? When you're getting your signals from Almighty God, and you're in his path, you're focused. You know what to do, and nothing can sway you.
Nothing can sway you. He will direct your path. At WRJZ Joy Radio, brought to you today by the one and only Vaughn Pharmacy, across the road from Powell High School in the heart of Powell, Bob Bell at your service. Hey, don't forget, if you're looking for real good air conditioning service, City Heating and Air, it's going to be up in the 90s this week. Jenny, I'm sorry.
Oh, not again.
Yeah. It comes back. But you call City Heating and Air Conditioning. My friend Mike Davis makes sure you're taken care of. He is retired Air Force, loves veterans, but does things the veteran way, which means he's very accountable, does it right. He'll take care of you, too. Love that guy. All of these people that support us, like Vaughn Pharmacy and City Heating and Air, Guardian Investment Advisors, we appreciate y'all so much. It's for people like you, it's one of the reasons we're on the air. But the main reason we're on the air is to glorify the Lord. Thank you, Jenny. God bless.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Be back in 22 hours with the one and only Tanya Stout Brown. All of that and more. I am Bob Bell. Stand by for Steve Farrar on Focus on the Family next. Now go out and do Jesus to someone today.